America's jails and prisons have a big problem, treating inmates with mental health issues. In Illinois, a federal judge has ordered the state prison system to do better. But as Side Effects Public Media's Christine Herman reports, change hasn't come easy.
Ashur Rasho is 43 years old, and he spent more than half of those years in a prison cell for 22 to 24 hours a day. That's two decades, with no meaningful social interaction.
It was pretty broken down, the whole system, the way they treated us.
Rasho has been diagnosed with several mental health problems. In prison, he says little things would trigger him, and he'd respond violently. He was jailed on robbery and burglary charges, but his sentence got extended over and over for assaults on prison staff.
You know, even though they were labeled as schizophrenic or bipolar or anything, we would still be considered a behavioral problem. So the only best thing for them to do is keep us isolated. That's how they pretty much was dealing with us. Or they heavily medicate you.
Rasho's cell was no larger than a parking space, so narrow he could reach his arms out and touch both walls at once. He had hallucinations, engaged in self-mutilation, and tried to kill himself. None of that surprises Dr. Stuart Grassian.
Well, you're looking at the population of a state psychiatric hospital. You know, they're not the worst of the worst. They're the sickest of the sick, the wretched of the earth.
Grassian is a psychiatrist who spent 25 years at Harvard studying how the conditions in solitary confinement cause harm, especially for the mentally ill. He's met hundreds of inmates like Rasho who've served long sentences in extreme isolation.
Maybe they weren't even that bad before they got in, and they just get worse and worse. It's a tragedy, absolutely immoral to see that happen to people.
But it's happening across the U.S. When large psychiatric institutions closed down in the mid-1950s, they weren't replaced with mental health services in the community. So many people with mental illness end up in jails and prisons that aren't equipped to treat them. The problem is particularly bad in Illinois, which ranks near last for healthcare spending on inmates.
When you walk through these galleries, you get overwhelmed by the pain and suffering that you see in front of you.
That's attorney Alan Mills. He represents Rasho and thousands of other inmates with mental illness who sued the state in 2007. They wanted better treatment. It took until 2016 for Illinois to agree in a settlement to revamp mental health care. But a federal judge recently ruled that it remains, quote, grossly insufficient, and he criticized the state for the slow pace of reforms. Even state officials acknowledge the problem. John Baldwin has led the Illinois Department of Corrections since 2015.
Corrections in Illinois was a little slow to recognize the fact that we are the mental health system for Illinois. Whether we want to be or not, we are, and we have to start acting like it.
Baldwin says they've hired more mental health staff. Most inmates now spend at least 8 hours a week out of their cell and see a therapist once a month. And nearly 800 of the sickest inmates have been transferred to new treatment facilities where they're finally receiving appropriate care. But Mills points out that's a small fraction of the 12,000 who are mentally ill.
And for the vast majority of those, not a lot has changed. They simply are not getting the kind of treatment that they need in order to improve their situation at all.
As for Rasho, he got out of prison for a while, but is now back. When we spoke last May, he said his experiences in solitary confinement still haunted him.
I don't sleep right. Any little thing triggers something in me.
Mills says lawsuits don't always solve problems, at least not right away.
A court order is great, but it's a piece of paper. It's not actually treatment.
Now, more than 10 years after the lawsuit began, it's far from over. Days before Christmas, a federal judge again ordered Illinois to correct widespread deficiencies. I'm Christine Herman, Side Effects Public Media.
Yesterday, we told you about the thousands of Illinois prisoners with mental illness waiting for long overdue treatment. Today, we look at solutions offered by the state a decade after it was sued over the problem. Side Effects Public Media's Christine Herman goes inside a new treatment center.
I'm walking with Andrea Tack, the warden here at the Joliet Treatment Center just southwest of Chicago. It doesn't look like a prison. Half a dozen single-story buildings, which they call dorms, surround a big grassy area.
I always refer to it as the quad. It reminds me of some of the college campuses that have kind of that big center lawn area and then all of the classrooms surround it.
But unlike a college, it's surrounded by two layers of barbed wire fence. This place used to be a detention center for youth. A few years ago, Illinois spent $17 million to convert it into a mental health treatment facility for prisoners. It now houses about 100 of the state's sickest inmates. As we pass the dining hall on the quad, a group of inmates walk out.
Hi, you guys. How was lunch?
The men shout back. One of them wants to talk with the warden. She promises to come find him later. Inmates here spend about 30 hours a week out of their cell. They go to meals, work out at the gym, take GED classes and get job training, and of course, receive therapy. And that stands in stark contrast to some other prisons, like Pontiac Correctional Center. There, inmates with mental illness are often kept isolated and are lucky to get even 1 hour of treatment a month. That's according to Dr. Pablo Stewart, a psychiatrist. He's overseeing a class action settlement calling for an overhaul of Illinois' prison system.
Almost everyone in the so-called mental health unit at Pontiac should be at Joliet. And if they were at Joliet, there would not be the same type of problems.
The problems Stewart's talking about are behavior issues, often due to untreated mental illness. Inmates with behavior problems across Illinois get transferred to Pontiac, and the prison just doesn't have the staff to provide mental health care to all who need it. So many of these inmates get placed in segregation, with little or no meaningful treatment and social interaction. And Stewart says they deteriorate.
These people in segregation that are mentally ill end up throwing feces or urine at staff, end up exposing themselves and masturbating in front of female staff.
They get into fights with other inmates and with prison staff. Stewart says the workers themselves are traumatized and they retaliate. Based on interviews with inmates and staff, Stewart says he's convinced that Pontiac staffers abuse inmates. Stewart says Joliet is one Illinois facility that's finally providing adequate mental health treatment, but that should be the norm.
It shouldn't be seen as, you know, unique or anything else. That's the standard of care that's required.
Warden Tack says transferred inmates have made huge strides. People who had tried to hang themselves or were violent,
now they're out and about in the community, interacting with others. Some are serving as mentors for other residents.
Alan Mills, who represents inmates on the class action suit, has seen this too.
It's a difficult transition because you've been treated in a place where you're continually traumatized, and then you get to a place where actually people care about you.
Prison officials say they're committed to improving care, but they still don't have enough mental health workers. A federal judge has given them until March to fix this. Nearly 800 inmates have been transferred to Joliet and three similar facilities. But for thousands of other mentally ill inmates in Illinois, not much has changed. I'm Christine Herman, Side Effects Public Media.